Good afternoon and welcome to the 16th season of live performances by talented young musicians on Valley Public Radio. This is Young Artists Spotlight. Support for Young Artists Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturges. And now to the Bonner Performing Arts Studio. Here's George Mason.
This edition of Young Artist Spotlight is the year 2014, show number 6, and we have 5 very young artists from youth orchestras of Fresno. And this is our second of 3 weeks featuring youth orchestras of Fresno. The next one will be later in April. Youth orchestras of Fresno, with roots going back to 1950. We went over much of its history last week, perhaps some time a bit later to refresh some of that. But we can say that the musicians in Youth, the Youth Symphony, and the Youth Philharmonic Orchestras range in age from 9 to 20. All right, 9 to 20. Here's what we have today, ages 10, 11, 10, 10, and 9. And indeed, we will be chatting with each of them. But again, live here from the Bonner Studio, Young Artist Spotlight. Our first is Emily Okayasu, age 10. And she will have the Kreisler Variations on a Theme by Corelli.
Thank you.
Emily Okuyasu, age 10, and we're going to find out a couple things about her. And I should mention that our pianist for the afternoon here with this live edition of Young Artist Spotlight is Matthew Dean. Appreciate his presence here today. Emily, very good on that Corelli there. Very good. How long have you been practicing that?
Probably 5 or 6 months, I don't really know.
Oh, that's close enough. That's close. What led you to the piano or to the violin in the first place?
I went to my mom's friend's house, and her son actually played the violin first, and then I saw it, and I was really interested, so I kept, like, plucking it in something. And then I asked my mom if I could play it, and she said, sure. So then I started playing it, and I really liked it.
Well, I bet your teacher is proud of you. Who would that be?
Lamar Tarner-Merman.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at St. Anthony of Padua.
Oh, St. Anthony of Padua. And let's see, if you're 10, you've been with the Youth Symphony, I'm guessing, for 2 years maybe, but 1 year for sure?
I've been in the Youth Orchestra for 2 years.
For 2 years, and we're guessing quite a few more. We really appreciate your performance today, and congratulations. Thanks for being here, and maybe we'll see you again someday.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're also going to have here, we're going to have Hope with violin, Benjamin with violin, Luke with cello, and Olivia cello. And next, in fact, we have Hope Yuan, right? 11 years old. We'll talk to her in a bit. And she's going to offer for us here the second half of what is really about an 8-minute composition, Jean-Baptiste Accolet's Concerto in A minor. It's the one for which he is known, but Hope is here with the second half. We have, again, pianist Matthew Dean and Hope Yuan, violin, age 11.
Thank you.
have ages 9, 10, and 11 with us on Young Artist Spotlight this afternoon, our sixth program in the 16th season. And we just heard Hope. Yvonne, Hope, where do you go to school?
I go to school at Freedom Elementary.
Oh, I see. How long with the violin, and how did it start?
I've been playing violin for 1.5 years, and when I started, it didn't sound that well. But then I practiced, and then it sounds better now.
And presumably for at least another 1.5 years, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
What are your guess? What are your plans? I mean, you want to keep playing it for a long time, you think?
Yeah, I want to become a professional musician when I grow up, so I plan to play it for quite a while.
Oh, very good. And I think I asked you your school. Maybe I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did. Okay. Boy, that's like being corrected right on the spot, huh? The announcer needs to take his earphones off and listen a little better, perhaps. And how long with the orchestra?
This year I started with the youth orchestra.
This year was the beginning. Well, thanks very much again for your appearance here today. Now, we've heard from two violins, and even with the earphones on, I can tell that. And we have one more, Benjamin, now, with the violin. And then after that, we will hear two cellists. Benjamin Pegram here, age 10. And again, we'll chat with him. But, Ben, you sent me to the dictionary here to pronounce the name of the composer of the piece you're going to perform for us, Auguste de Birois. Is concerto number 9, and just like the last selection we heard, in A minor.
Thank you.
he has the first movement of that concerto down. We heard from Benjamin Pegram, age 10 years old. Now, Benjamin, let's see how well I do this time. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Valley Oak Elementary.
Valley Oak Elementary. Oh, by the way, did I ask you, where do you go to school? And how long with the violin, and when did you pick it up?
I started when I was 7, and I've been playing for 3 years.
What do you like best about it?
I like the sound of the violin the most.
What's the most difficult thing about it? I'm going to guess the same answer. Good sound?
Yeah, pretty much.
Does your teacher have to ride you quite a bit on some things, or are you pretty much ahead of it?
She has to correct me quite a bit.
What about your practice schedule? What does that look like?
I practice like in between 45 minutes and an hour.
Oh, I see. And like afternoon, evening, and you take a day off, or is it a 7-day thing?
7-day.
7-day. I have to tell you, it sounds like it. That's very good. Thank you very much for being with us. And by the way, I should mention, Benjamin had to remind me this is his encore visit here. You were here last year, correct?
Yes.
And now you have some time to look around the studio. Your picture might be on the wall already, so you can check that out while we move from violin to cello. Thanks very much, and very good.
Thank you.
Now, as mentioned, from violin to cello, and again, age 10, what were we all doing when we were 10? Luke is going to be playing the cello, is what he's going to be doing. Luke Zhao, right? And the Klengel Concertino in C major, again, the first movement. The composer, Julius Klengel, a German composer. Luke and pianist Matthew Dean. Thank you. We heard the first movement of Klengel's Concertino in C major, but more importantly, we are hearing young players from the youth orchestras of Fresno this afternoon on Live Young Artist Spotlight. And Luke Zhao, very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What brought you to the cello? I have to ask you this, too. When you thought about this, I mean, the violin is so much smaller and even the piccolo. You have to lug this cello around. You must really like to play it, huh?
Yeah.
Where did you first, how were you first attracted to it?
Well, my brother started playing violin, so then my mom thought we should play different instruments, so then it's kind of its opposite was like the cello, so then I played the cello.
How often do you play together?
Together?
Even around the house. I mean, you practice together?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. And what school are you from?
Valley Oak.
Valley Oak, and how long have you been with the orchestra, and what are your plans? I imagine you want to stay with this for a while.
This is my second year in the orchestra.
But your first year here on Young Artist Spotlight, we were so happy to have you. Thank you so much, and very good. Now we have our final artist of the afternoon, again the cello. And I have to tell you, while Luke was performing, our next our next presenter, Olivia Lynn, was either looking over his shoulder and reading his music or playing air cello, looking at her own music and fingerings in the air. And here she is, age 9. And I have to say she is proudly about half the size of the instrument you're about to hear. Olivia Lynn. Thank you. 9-year-old Olivia Lynn, and I neglected to mention the composition was David Popper's Concert Polonaise. Let's see, Olivia, 9 years old. I was going to ask you how long you've been playing the cello, and I'm going to guess maybe 8 years? It could have been.
No.
Not quite, huh?
4 years.
4 years. What led you to that big, heavy cello you have to lug around every day?
Well, my dad took me to this concert where my current cello teacher was playing, and I really liked the sound, so I decided to start playing cello.
My, oh my. What was the hardest thing about getting started with it, and did you ever have any doubts?
Yes, I had some doubts because I was afraid I was going to make a lot of mistakes, and because this is like, it's kind of hard for me, so yeah.
I imagine it is kind of hard. Big instrument, small fingers there, but every day a lot of practice, one imagines.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Again, we're very happy to have all of you here. And again, the members of the Youth Orchestras of Fresno between the ages of 9 and 20. And we had one of the youngest representatives right here. And I think I neglected to ask, what school?
What's elementary.
And your teacher?
Dr. Lowenheim.
And the doctor has got to be very proud at this point. Thanks again. And thanks again also to Matthew Dean on the piano. And today we have heard from Olivia Lynn and Emily Okayasu and Hope Yuan and Benjamin Pegram and Luke Zhao, all from Youth Orchestras of Fresno. Remember, if it's the 3 o'clock hour on a Wednesday from now through April on Valley Public Radio, it's another live broadcast of Young Artist Spotlight. And again, ckvpr.org. We'll have studio photos online shortly and for recordings of the season's broadcast. Pardon me, support for Young Artist Spotlight comes from the Bonner Family Foundation and Dr. Alice Martinson and Carol Sturgis. Next week, 22-year-old pianist Michael Delphine, who will be all the way back home in Fresno from his current collegiate residence in Baltimore. Research and scheduling support from Christina Herrick and B. Barman. Production for Valley Public Radio by Don Weaver. I'm George Mason and glad you were here.